You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. So always happy to say welcome and hello to local writer, food expert, and host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry.
I learned recently about when doing a feature for WEMU about a third place. Do you know what a third place is?
I do. Well, you have your first place. That's where you wake up. That's your home. Your second place, that's where you have to go to work. But the third place is a place where you can go and feel comfortable, like, you know, maybe a cafe.
Or a coffee hangout where I can have my low-fat latte with extra foam and a sprinkle of cinnamon and a good conversation. That's part of it as well. So it seems like a highly competitive business, so always interesting to keep up with how that's evolving. So we brought in Kristen Jackson, who recently opened two Sweetwater coffee locations in Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Did you know what a third place was?
I did.
Because you have two.
I have two. I'm trying to run one.
What does that mean to you when I talk about a third place?
It's kind of what Jessica said, where it's not your home, it's not your work, but you're very intimately comfortable with it. And it's a place where you can feel safe and you like going to it often.
And that's something you're trying to do at your two Sweetwater locations?
Yes. So I have two, the one on Plymouth Green on the north side of Ann Arbor. And then I have one that just opened about 4 weeks ago inside of the Meyer on Ann Arbor Slade Road on the south side. Got the entire city covered.
So that location that was on the north side, on Plymouth Road at Plymouth and Green, was that originally owned by the original owners of Sweetwater's? I know it closed for a period of time.
Yeah, it closed for a year, and it was originally owned by a different franchise owner, but corporate was running it for them. I drove by it in the construction on my way to work, and I'm like, why isn't this open yet?
Yeah, lots of people were saying that, and then you were that someone.
And that, yeah.
So Sweetwater's is really being franchised all over the country now.
Yes, they have stores in New York, New Jersey, Texas, Nashville, Denver. They're going for it.
But originally owned and created by?
Lisa and Wei B.
Here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
So that very first store was on Washington Street in Ashley, right?
Correct.
And now they've really narrowed their. There was an interesting article in The Observer last month about how they've narrowed their focus to running those two stores, but then also running this franchise organization. And Kristen opened two of the stores here in Ann Arbor.
But you're trying to make it a little more third placey, more homey,
right,
or more local. Tell us about that.
So the one on Meyer, we're trying to kind of enhance your shopping experience, not make it such a chore to go have to do your groceries, especially if you're in tow with a kid or two. And it's just a place where you can go, you're not even if you're going shopping, you can come see us on your commute into 94 or into the city or out of the city. And we're there open early in the morning to meet your coffee needs, feel you, or just if you're taking a break from shopping, you could sit down. There's a nice sitting area now.
So that's really different from a lot of grocery stores, coffee shops. You have a place you can just chill out.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
And your other location?
And the other location is Plymouth Green. And that one's more, it's different. It's more of like a standalone coffee shop. It's got comfy chairs and a fireplace. We have now a communal table that you can sit around and you can reserve it. And that's part of we're trying to make that people's third place where they can reserve tables. They can
A business meeting?
Anything. A meeting, a book club, tutoring fun. Session, yeah. Anything. And so they can feel comfortable coming in and using the space as their own. For free.
So one of the things I've always loved about Sweetwater's is that in addition to coffee, they've always had really great pastries. The carrot cake is amazing. Now, you've enhanced that in your locations with other food offerings as well, right?
Right. At the Plymouth Green one, we have pastries from Crust, which is a bakery.
From Fenton, right?
Yeah, yeah. They were named Best Bakery in 2018, I want to say.
I would concur.
But we have fresh pastries every day from them. We partnered with Eat, Carry Out and Catering, who's on Packard near Stadium.
Yeah.
They're a great little shop that makes everything from scratch.
I love their pies, for instance.
Oh, my gosh, so good. Mm. We carry that, too. But we have their sandwiches and salads that they make for us up at Plymouth Green.
Great.
And we partner with them with catering, too. So I will deliver a catering order to you.
Oh, wow.
Personally.
Okay, wait. From Sweetwater, you can order catering?
Yes.
And get it delivered?
Yes. I will deliver it personally.
Wow. You can meet Kristen and go, I heard you on the radio.
I'll give you a high five.
Is that the competitive nature of the business that is having you do things like that?
It is, like thinking outside the box, but also trying to connect with the community and seeing what demands are out there. There's a lot of people that have just like they don't want to pay $25 to have Panera delivered to them when they can get something that was made down the street delivered to them for $5.
That's a very good point. So I want to know, how do you, what was the light bulb that went off in your head that, so you drove past the Sweetwaters, it was, you wondered why it wasn't open. What were you doing that made you just decide that, okay, that's you?
What's your background?
What's your history that you bring to this? I'm gonna be a franchise owner.
Yeah, so I have a history in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. I worked at Zingerman's Deli for the good part of a decade.
Wow. So we know the customer service is good.
I hope so. And while I was working at Zingerman's, the founders are very into visioning and trying to just allow their employees to have a stake in the business and mm-hmm. entrepreneurial spirit. And so also co-founded Sans Street's Cart, which mm-hmm. was in Mark's Carts downtown.
Which was delicious.
Thank you. At the same time, along with Jihei, who now owns Miss Kim.
Right.
You should go to her restaurant and try it if you haven't already. But we did that for a while, and I decided, I kind of got burned out because I was working both as a manager at Zingerman's at the same time as opening this food cart and running it. And it was kind of my life vision wasn't in parallel with the business vision anymore. And so I decided I wanted to take a step back from the restaurant industry, going to the corporate world. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I was working at Domino's headquarters in IT. I kind of switched gears a little bit.
So you drove past the coffee shop and you went, oh, wait a minute. I kind of liked doing that.
Yeah. And I kind of like, oh, I miss being on the floor. I miss talking to people. I miss building relationships with customers.
Yeah.
And you've traveled the world learning different recipes and how to cook as well.
Right. And I miss that too. So I decided I didn't want to go, nosedive back into food entirely, and that coffee was a good middle ground. So.
Yeah. And I understand you have some breaking news for at least one of your Sweetwater locations.
Yes. We're going to start piloting bubble tea to add it to our existing drinks because we already have Asian-influenced, globally-inspired drinks that we make in the store, and they're great, such as Imperial Milk Tea, which is what bubble tea goes in.
Oh, okay.
And we make that, loose leaf tea, not the powdery stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, matcha lattes, Thai iced tea, dreamy cold brews.
Do you have bigger, better plans, too, to expand?
I hope so. I do. I just can't share them yet.
Okay.
It's written in my diary.
To be continued.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you coming here with us, Kristen Jackson, who recently opened two Sweetwaters coffee locations in Ann Arbor. Best of luck to you. And let us know what you got cooking.
Thank you. Follow our Facebook page, and we have lots of announcements, events, offers all the time.
And Jessica Webster, great seeing you as well.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.